Back to you live and local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, especially live tonight because we are joined in the studio by Mellow Swells. They got the new album Arms that is out tomorrow. They've got an album release show at the Pinhook tomorrow night at 8 p.m. ThePinhook.com is their website for tickets and more information. We've got Jones, Kurt, and Charlie here in the studio from the band. Guys, thank you all so much for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Congratulations on the album.
Thank you. Thanks,
man. Super excited about it.
Yeah. We'll talk about the album and the show coming up in a bit, but let's hear some music. What are we going to play first?
We are going to hear I Don't Mind the Wait, our first single from this upcoming record.
And this is off the album Arms, I Don't Mind the Wait on 97.9 The Hill.
I could live without you like a coffin, babe. Lost it in lots of ways. Nothing to do. From the other side, and maybe when stars align, I'll be lying with you. So I'll get on till you're around on me. Then now I guess it's gone too soon. And now I know somehow. Time, I could see it on through. Love me, date me, leave me, hate me, I don't mind. Can't help it but feel sublime when I'm helpless for you. So
that was I Don't Mind the Wait by Mellow Swells off the new album Arms, which is out tomorrow, along with an album release show at the Pinhook tomorrow night at 8. More from the band and more music off the album when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by Mellow Swells. Great, great local band. It's got a new album out tomorrow called Arms, first full-length album for them. And they've got an album release show at the Pinhook tomorrow night at 8 p.m. ThePinhook.com for tickets and more information. Jones, Kurt, and Charlie from the band here in the studio with us. Again, guys, thank you so much for being with us and excited about this album.
Yeah, us too, man.
Thanks, man.
It should be a good time. Hoping all your listeners come out and hang out with us at the Pinhook tomorrow night.
So it's album release eve. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been like sitting with this album? How long has it been done?
Too long. I guess we got the final masters back like 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay.
At this point, we felt like we had far too much time to plan this rollout, and somehow still feel like we're sort of down to the wire. We got we got the physical CDs in yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yep. Really nice. Down to the wire, but. We got them. You've got a beautiful copy.
I do have a beautiful copy. I'm hanging on to it right now.
Tell the people that looks like a worthwhile use of $10.
It does look like a worthwhile use of $10. Who did the album cover?
I drew the album.
That's
art.
Awesome. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. What is the so what's going on? Like, why this album cover?
Well,
the radio is such a visual medium. We immediately start by talking about the album cover.
I'll paint a picture. It's a rather crudely drawn sketch of a human being, perhaps in the fetal position with their knees pressed against their chest. That is a lyric in one of our songs. It prevalently features that human's arms, text painting and all that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's, it's just a little bit somber, but also fun, lighthearted, a little childish. I like to think all of those descriptors are descriptors that could be applied to our music.
I was going
to
say, much like Mellow Swells
there
itself.
There you go. Right? Yeah, I bring the childish. Kurt brings the somber. He's sort of the bad boy, angsty member of the band. Yeah. Charlie's the fun.
Is that all correct?
Yeah.
All right, good. So how did the album come together? Like, what was the recording process like?
Well, I guess going back to like how long we've been doing it, we've had these songs for like maybe like a year to 6 months or something. So we've like had these songs for a while, but we recorded them at Porcelain Records in Willow Springs with Steve Biggis. We just kind of like went in the studio, tracked all the songs live together, and then went back and did some overdubs and vocals and stuff.
How would you say you're different now as a band versus when the first EP came out? Because the first EP only came out a couple of years ago, but those have been eventful years for everyone, so.
Yeah, certainly.
I think we kind of got, like, a little bit more hardcore, kind of.
Okay.
Like, as in, like, more extreme kind of jams and stuff.
Perhaps wearing the indie rock genre a little heavier on our sleeve than,
The
softer jazz. We still got a little bit of all of it, but
yeah,
cool. Speaking with Jones, Kurt, and Charlie again, Mellow Swells is the band. Arms is the new album. It's out on Thursday. Show at the Pinhook Thursday night at 8. And we'll talk about the show in a little bit in our next segment. But I really do want to plug you guys as a live band, because the last time I got a chance to like experience Mellow Swells live, and I say experience because I wasn't literally there, but I was on the other side of the field. It was at Eno Fest when I was emceeing one stage and y'all were playing on like the main stage, like on the other side of the festival. And literally everyone all day and for several days thereafter were talking specifically about you and how awesome that specific performance was. So I don't know if you know that, but
that was
like
really, I remember that being a really magical time.
It was a buzz generating show. So anyone listening out there who's not seen Mellow Swells live, you got a chance tomorrow night. It's totally worth it.
I'm told we were rather unavoidable, even if you were trying to watch a different band. Or something. Kind of carried a little
anything
bit.
Anything but mellow.
Yeah. The festival did receive one complaint from somebody trying to watch a very nice muted folk act at a neighboring stage.
Did that get communicated to you directly?
It did. We thought about putting the complaint in our bio.
I was gonna say, you have to.
The line I remember off the top of my head is their swells were anything but mellow. which if you ask me is a glowing endorsement. But
I like it.
That'll be the next album, I'm sure.
Anything but mellow.
Yeah.
That's a good title for an album, actually.
Yeah. That's when we reinvent ourselves in a couple years. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, this album's called Arms. It's out tomorrow. Let's hear another song off of it. What's next?
Yeah, this is a song called Caroline.
Awesome. And this is off the album Arms. Here we go.
Are you doing okay, babe? You could tell me if you're not. I guess in some strange way, with a place that time forgot. Sometimes just a little taste is a lie.
then you fall apart. I know how that starts. Oh, Caroline, would you be the death of me sometime? I've been waiting all my life for you, Caroline. Devil's in the details of a soul. Slip, trip, spin out. Are you doing all right, love? Or is the whole world tumbling down? You gave us a fright, but it seems like you've been working yourself out. Someday, leave a great taste in your mouth. You spit it on up. So live it in love. Lose you.
Is that song Mellow Swells the band. The new album is Arms. It's due out tomorrow. Show at the Pinhook in Durham tomorrow night at 8. More about that as we continue live and local with Mellow Swells after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you at 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined tonight by Mellow Swells, Jones, Kurt, and Charlie from the band. The new album is called Arms. It's out tomorrow. First full-length album for the band, along with an EP they put out back in 2020. New album release show is coming up tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Pinhook. Definitely worth checking out. ThePinhook.com is the website for tickets and more information. And I keep mentioning the website for the Pinhook. How can people find you guys online?
Right now, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both just at Mellow Swells. Very soon, you will be able to find us at our own domain, which will hopefully be mellowswells.com.
You do have mellowswells.com.
We do. We have the domain. And at one point, it was filled with a website. At some point during the height of lockdown, I stopped paying that Wix domain.
Gotcha.
We're working on getting the wheel turning again.
Love it. All right, so the show on Thursday, what's it going to be?
Well, we're going to be playing a lot of these songs. I don't know if we'll play all of them, but then we have a bunch of new material, too, that we want to play as well.
Of course, by the time, the album comes out, you already have,
we're playing all kinds of new music. You got this old stuff that you've been listening to for the last 4 hours, but we're going to excite you with the new stuff.
We're joined by Nito, the band, which we are just beyond excited about. Super, super rad dudes from Raleigh.
Nice.
So we think it should just be a killer lineup overall.
Awesome. And that's downtown Durham tomorrow night. And you've already said it. You've got new music that's not on this album that's getting ready to go, right, for the future?
Yeah, we're kind of like ready to record the next one we were talking about. Like, release this and then, get back in the studio and work on the new ones, work on the next ones.
Yeah, we're talking about taking a more like DIY approach with it and trying to record more at home rather than like in a professional studio.
Okay. What's the advantage of doing that? Like, what's the
pros and cons of each? You can kind of just sit there and just get as many takes as you want without worrying about time and money in the studio. You can kind of just spend a lot of time doing good takes and being comfortable in your own bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like tinkering with like sound design of right. like, you know, like the mix and like, you know, synths and keyboards and how all that stuff sounds compared to just getting it in the moment and that being that, which is cool too, but
yeah, I think the best and worst thing about doing it on your own is you get the opportunity to be very precious with it, right? To sort of fine tune every single bit of it. I would say you can definitely expect on the next one for us to go in maybe a little headier of a direction. We're very excited at sort of digging in a little deeper to synthesis and vocal stacks and stuff like that.
Nice. Just in terms of like marketing the band and keeping your name out there and staying in the public eye, to, like, do you feel any pressure or any like nudge or incentive to put out your music in a particular way, or like we need to get back into the studio, or is this just
I think we just want to. Yeah. We don't really feel, I don't think we feel like too much pressure from the public eye, because I don't really know how much public eye is like seeing us, but
it's been 3 years since the last one and no one's really been complaining that
That's fair. But yeah, I've talked with people and it's such a weird world to be in now, where you've got some artists who are like, we're putting out an album all at once, and some artists are like, we're releasing singles one at a time over the course of like 2.5 years, and then finally the new album comes out with like 2 new songs on it and 8 that people have already heard. It's like it's really interesting to get people's takes on like how they decide to put their music out.
We're certainly still trying to track the code of what the right way to do that is, you know, feed the algorithm and all that. So after this interview, please give me any and all insight you got.
I got that's all I've got is that different people have different answers and no one's figured it out. What you got coming up other than like getting back into the recording thing, like what you got coming up this year?
Lots of shows, you know, trying to keep playing just as much as we can. We love to do it. We think it really helps get the word out there, too. So a lot of cool stuff coming up we're excited about.
Yeah. I think we'll maybe play at a... We're playing at, like, a little festival in Greensboro called, like, Woo Egg Fest. And then we're playing, hopefully, at Brugaloo in Raleigh.
Nice.
And then, some other stuff, I
Flower
guess.
Fest. Flower Fest.
Oh, and a festival in Durham. It's called... Conscious Cosmos Fest.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's in Central Park of Durham, and we're going to be joined by some other great acts.
Yeah, our buddies Cosmic Collective are going to be there, too.
Awesome.
We really dig them.
Yeah.
Next show coming up for you.
In May, sorry.
Okay. Next show coming up for you, like, locally, if people can't make it tomorrow night?
Man, that is such a good question.
We're playing at the Flatiron in Greensboro on Saturday. I guess that's not too far away. But it's like an hour, and then... Where are we at? We're playing... So the person we recorded with is in the band Whoop.
Okay.
And he runs the studio that we recorded at, and we're going to play at their album release show in Raleigh on April 8th at the Poorhouse.
And then that aforementioned Greensboro Festival is the 25th of March as well. So also not too far of a hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah.
And again, you can find the band on Facebook and Instagram. Just look up Mellow Swells. You'll find them there, thepinhook.com, for tickets and more information to the show tomorrow night. And the album's going to drop tomorrow. You can find it on streaming services and head to the band's social media pages and go to the show. You'll be able to get information on how to get yourself a physical copy, because they're out now as well, or will be out tomorrow. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
Yeah, we're going to close with a exclusive for you, Aaron.
Ooh.
This is the title track off of our album Arms. It has never been heard before, not even by us. We're very excited. We hear it's pretty good.
Hopefully it sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, debuting for the very first time, here is the title track off the new album Mellow Swells with Arms at 97.9 The Hill.
Take too long to say a simple thing.
Song is Arms. The album is also Arms. It's out tomorrow. Show at the Pinhook tomorrow night at 8 p.m. along with Nito, who's opening. The band is Mellow Swells, and I'm looking forward to listening to this whole rest of the album tonight. Jones, Kurt, Charlie, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.